Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, are invited here to take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. However, the Skype username will not be available to you until further notice because that is where our special guest is currently on the line. So if you would like to talk to Lionel, he is a legal and news analyst. His podcast can be heard at lionelmedia.com, also now on lrn.fm, and you can follow him on YouTube at Lionel Nation, Twitter at Lionel Media. We have his
Lionel
from New
By
York
the way,
City.
The number you just gave, there were like 36 numbers in that. What the hell was that?
You mean the call-in number?
525-732-194-678. You want to do that? See if anybody can...
Don't worry. We'll give it out again.
259-226. What have you? 952-7025.
855-450-FREE, if you'd like to talk to Lionel. Lionel, you know, it's been too long since we've had you on. We were talking briefly before the show that the last time you were on, we weren't even a syndicated radio show. We were just a little talk show in Sarasota, Florida, over a decade ago. And unfortunately, that was like the one lost or one of two or three lost episodes of Free Talk Live. So that archive does not exist. You're the only guest we've ever had on that we don't have an archive of.
Well, it's self-destructed by virtue. It's like if you throw something out into the field, it decomposes, unless it's a McDonald's hamburger or something. Listen, that's terrific. I think I cannot applaud you enough and say, this is fantastic. This is great. I don't want to call it a spoken word, which I hate that. It's so stupid. First of all, what, written word? What is that, print? I call it outspoken word, but this is great. This is terrific. And you also have the requisite name in your Liberty, Freedom, you never hear, like, Abuse Radio Network, Torpor, Radio Omni. No, it's always, like, Liberty, Freedom, Freedom, Liberty, Talk, Honesty, Truth. No, think about this. In the old days, it was Pig, Power, what are some of those? Like, Power.
The Red Hot Mother.
Yeah. Now, to show you where, now think about this. This is an indication, an indicium, if you will, of where our world is. Rather than going into Boston Magic and zoos and queues, now it's liberty, freedom, honesty, freedom, absence of, I mean, cars. What does that tell you? Look where the mindset is. The first thing people, nobody says like sexy talk, .fm or chicks and, no, it's freedom and liberty. This is where we are. And I think somewhere neath that monstrously hideous paragraph that I just recited, here's some kernel of truth. This is where we are today. People are yearning for some kind of honesty because it's not here.
No doubt about that.
I've seen.
Now, a long time ago, you started in, and I don't want to do too much history here, but, you know, we kind of share a little bit of some roots. We're
fans of Lionel.
Certainly, and we're all from the Tampa Bay area originally, so I kind of grew up listening to Lionel on 970 WFLA, where our show has been as well. And then you moved.
Is it there now still?
It is not, unfortunately. We
got bumped by paid programming.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to cash a check.
Radio crack, right? Weekend colon blow. And
that's exactly right.
I love about those. I used to do this thing. Just this has nothing to do with anything, but just indulge me. I used to work, used to do WOR, and then on the weekends we would do these, you know, Saturday shows, and I would listen. And in its heyday, it was nothing but radio crack. And there was a show, I don't know what it was, some paid barter trade, something or other, about colon cleansing. And invariably I would hear this one fact, this meme, this factoid. And by the way, factoid is not a fact.
Nope, it's the opposite.
But exactly. It's almost like...
truthy.
Yeah, truthy. It's purported as fact. But anyway, but this...
Sounds factual.
Resembles a fact.
Yes. It's a fact-esque. Anyway, but it said that John Wayne, upon his death, they found 45 pounds of undigested, you know, some bezoar, some intestinal clog, and that would be the introduction.
Yeah.
I would hear every Saturday when I got done with my ship and I'm walking out the door, and I would hear John Wayne. I thought maybe that's why he talked like that. Come here, you. Come and pick. So anyway, I thought to myself, and it was followed by vitamins, followed by, you know, live forever. The big thing today, cleansing. Everything's a cleansing. Yeah. Have a cleanse. And so anyway, so for some reason, whenever I think of this man's legacy, this great actor, John Forrest, when you see John Wayne, I think of undigested. By the way, a great word is a bezoar, B-E-Z-O-A-R. It's an undigested, like, mass. It was also used as a poison, but that's a great word to work into a conversation.
If you want, I really don't have the time for it.
Oh.
You know, I love this about you, Lionel. Listening to you, and you're very active on your YouTube channel at Lionel Nation on YouTube. And
or Lionel Y2K, either one. I
didn't know you had two.
Well, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? Yeah.
So, you know, normally when you're listening to Lionel, you got to have a dictionary nearby because he is
tossed out a few.
Yeah, he's got some. You've got quite the vocabulary, Lionel. And you know, when did you get so interested?
You have one of those little calendars you peel off, and it's like the new one for every day.
I mean, you know, I was gifted school, and I don't understand a lot of the things that you said.
I did years ago. Word of the day was wonderful. By the way, nobody ever, you know, they give me a lot of grief for that. Like, why do you use those? What are you, some sesquipedalian, some logo dentalist, some logophile?
Yes, you are.
Why are you not? But when nobody ever says, hey, how come you're playing that arcane jazz great music I've never heard before? Nobody ever says that.
Mm.
Nobody ever says, hey, why do you keep serving me this great food with flavors I've never had before? Hey, I don't recognize this particular cuisine, but damn, it's good. No, nobody says that. But if you throw a word instead of saying, hey, thanks so much for teaching me that, they say, hey, why are you trying to impress me with that?
It
kind of shows you the anti, no, not you, yeah. Mind you, but it goes to show you the anti-intellectual nature of our, you know, of people. We're basically cretinous.
Certainly. I mean, I love it. I can watch a video where you're actually saying something I totally agree with, so there's no new content there that, you know, I've necessarily learned from. But I'll always learn a word or two, typically, because I always have to grab, you know, go into a dictionary and figure out what it is you actually said. And
isn't that refreshing? Yeah, LOL, OMG. M-O-U-S-E.
So one of the videos I was watching most recently, and there have been a series of them, was the Charlie Hebdo thing. And, you know, we haven't at all, really, Mark. I don't know if you've talked about it when I wasn't on with you.
My name's not Mark.
I know. Mark's the guy sitting across from me. Mark, you and I, we haven't talked about this, I don't think, at all, the Charlie Hebdo. It's been in the news big, and we've basically been ignoring it because we've really been talking about other things like the
stuff. That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Ignore that crap.
So, but I figured, you know, once I saw you talking about it, and I heard what you had to say, I thought, gosh, you know, Lionel's fired up. Let's let him talk about this with our audience. So what do people need to know, I guess, about Charlie Hebdo? And I guess maybe a summarize, you know, what happened? There was a shooting, some alleged Muslims, et cetera. Can you start us at the beginning and then
that's
why
about
are you so
it.
Upset?
You want to be working the network, you know. Hi, it's like, CNN reporting, some alleged Muslims, some shooting. That's about it. Next thing's in your bathroom that can kill you. 8 after the hour. Well, here is the thing. First, let me try to tell you, Mike, the problem I have with most people. They can't handle simultaneous thoughts simultaneously.
At the same time?
Concomitantly. They can't do it. And there was a guy years ago, I always give this example, there was a guy on Ed Sullivan years ago that I loved when I was a kid. And watched him. It was a guy who was a stick, and he would spin plates, and he had a name. Anyway, he would spin these plates, and he'd have 6 or 7 plates all spinning at the same time. And I would, as a kid would say, watch out, they'll drop. As if it's made out of, you know, Semtex or some kind of plastic explosive. It's okay. But anyway, but by analogy, you got to be able to handle 4 or 5 different issues, and each one does not negate or counter the other one. Now, first, let's say this one time and get this out of the way. I don't want to speak for you, but I believe that for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I'm sorry. I believe, you don't even know that joke, but somewhere, somebody...
I'm sure that's a song somewhere.
Right. In my perfect world, you should be able to print, draw, oh, there's the music, well, there we go.
He's done this before.
Yes.
Stand by.
See if Lionel can hit the post.
We will bring you back here in a moment. More with Lionel.
I can't time it.
Our toll-free number, you heard him give it out earlier, but I'll give it again. 855-450-3733. We'll talk Charlie Hebdo here in moments. You can also take control. It's Free Talk Live. Work them up.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. In the live Saturday edition, you can, of course, bring up anything you want, but you'll have to hold off on that until after we're done with our special guests. And we don't do guests very often, so they're all special to us here on Free Talk Live. He is Lionel, and we'll bring him back here in just a moment, but want to inform you first about how to get a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox for free. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost. They send you a pound of coffee, and you get it over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, but they're also doing great work because a portion of the profits from each pound is actually being loaned out in the form of microloans via Kiva.org. So we're actually helping people in very difficult parts of the world make a better life for themselves. And you can help that as well by getting on the AutoShip program and signing up over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, you just pay the shipping cost. They send you the free pound. And you can cancel your subscription at any time. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Lionel is back with us here. And I presume you are in New York City, yes?
That is correct.
How long have you been in New York? It's been a long time since you've lived in Tampa.
21 or so years, roughly. 20 years.
You have a long career in Tampa Talk Radio, transitioning to New York City.
From the legal profession.
Yeah, that's right. You were a prosecutor at one time and a defense attorney.
Prosecutor, defense attorney, and licensed to practice in Florida and in New York, and I still do that as well.
Really?
I'm a man of,
absolutely.
I'm also doing, again, I hate the word stand-up, but I do outspoken. I hate stand-up, too, but outspoken word I call it. And bluegrass, I do that. Essayist and that. And anyway, just a lot of stuff you can read about that. But let's talk about Charlie Hebdo, if I could, just for a second.
Please.
Okay. First of all, you got to understand that in my perfect world, I don't care what you say, as long as it's the obvious, child pornography, snuff films, which don't really exist. But aside from that, I don't care what you do. You can write whatever you want, and my recourse is not to buy it, look at it, like it, whatever it is. And I think we all can agree, you shouldn't kill anybody for whatever reason. No matter, even if your religion says in paragraph 9, page 3, that you must kill, that's per se ridiculous. Now let's get that out of the way, because nobody is quarreling except for a couple of fanatics you'll see here or there on YouTube, but that's not the issue. Here is the part that gets me. What they actually wrote, the quote, cartoons, which sounds so euphemistic and harmless and cute and sweet, like Far Side or The Onion or, whatever cartoons you like. This is different. Charlie Hebdo, originally Charlie Harakiri from 1970, was a piquant, abrasive, horrible, deliberately anger-generating series of panels that were, yes, drawn in pen and ink, and that's, I guess, a cartoon, but it started really with blasting De Gaulle, and it was meant to show the most horrible of pictures.
Well, before we go on, for our American audience, De Gaulle was a very famous French president.
De Gaulle of you, they went around me, yes. Charles de Gaulle, he was the prime minister, he was the president, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, but it was really, really tough. There is no version here in our world. And I'm looking in my adult, in my entire life, I don't know anything that has ever even come close to that of their standard, right? So, for example, pictures of black people. Justice Minister from France was depicted as an ape. Pictures of Jesus inserting crucifixes and crosses. You can imagine where. Now, that doesn't mean that my sensibilities, I do declare wreck. I'm not going to get the vapors, but I think they're lousy. Nobody would ever put them in their local newspaper, their campus newspaper. Nobody would, because we are, of course, the United States of politically correct sensitivity. So this idea of calling them, it's a cartoon, and Jon Stewart and his 300 writers, all right, let me get this straight, you wouldn't put this on your show. Now, years ago, you may have seen this, you can Google this, during the height of, during Hitler's reign of terror, they had these horrible depictions of Jews in the most just prototypical, stereotypical, horrible, hook-nosed, Shylock, angry. Those are not cartoons.
Right. Well, how many people would say, I am Hitler today, right? Like, they wouldn't do that.
Exactly. So what happens is you get into this ridiculous, this pusillanimous and feckless and an ignorant group of, dare I say, a lot of folks who get into the meme and the hashtag world, and they get into this meme activism, and they don't even realize that what they're saying is absurd. So what it is you better understand, I am not je suis ne pas, whatever the hell it is, Charlie. I'm not Charlie. It's coarse. It's horrible. And these hypocrites who are saying, oh, look at me. Look, I'm holding up a pencil. Well, I'm holding up three pencils. Hey, Morgan, get the Instagram. Mom will sure love this. I'm going to post this. Well, I'm going to put my meme is a pen, a fountain pen, so you know what that is, with red ink, meaning blood. Ooh, wait. My meme is, stop it. Let's look at the pictures. Forget Muhammad. And by the way, do you know how many Muslims have actually drawn and depicted pictures of Muhammad? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's another myth. I don't know where that was. It wasn't that they showed a picture of Muhammad. It's what Muhammad was doing.
Yeah.
So that notwithstanding, look, let me tell you something. If you walked up to a bunch of bikers or you walked up to a group of whatever and you said something deliberately piquant and confrontational and insulting, you're going to get your arse handed to you. That doesn't justify it, but it's going to happen.
Sure.
So I just want John Stewart and all these other hypocrites to understand, first of all, if you really are Charlie, show the damn picture. In fact, I got one better for you, John. Let me pick the one from my favorite edition, and I dare you.
Right, because
I double dare
you. One of the things you were saying previously on one of your videos at Lionel Nation on YouTube is that a lot of these people who are claiming to be Charlie Hebdo and are claiming to, you know, stand in solidarity with free speech, they haven't seen anything that Charlie Hebdo has ever done. Except for maybe this one thing.
Exactly. That's the part that kills me. You've never seen it. You've never looked at it. So, here's the deal. Number one, it's wrong. We already said that. Two, I find it, and by the way, I'm not even, let me explain something. I've never been offended. For example, if I see something that's very anti-Semitic or anti whatever it is, here's my reaction. Much like to the comedy of P.J. O'Rourke. That's not funny. That's not funny. Now, I'm not going to say, put that away. Oh, God. No, that's not funny. Some things I never thought Emo Phillips was funny. Is that music again?
You got it. Stand by.
Thanks. I'm on a roll here.
Lionel, we will bring you back here in moments. And he's willing to talk to you as well. So if you've got a question for Lionel from LionelMedia.com and also Lionel Nation on YouTube, you may call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. More on the way here. Charlie Hebdo. Talk continues on Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. If you have a question for Lionel, he is with us here, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com and join Lionel at his website, lionelmedia.com, where I am very excited, Lionel, that is now available to the world, which is a fairly recent decision. You had had it behind a paywall for a while, and now anyone can
subscribe.
Well,
I had to. I mean, come on. You know, when you have something this important, come on. It's like if you had a library. You don't want to charge people for your library. Don't you love that library, prostate surgery? Anyway, by the way, I'm digging your I heard during your ads, the great Alex Jones. Is he not fantastic or what? Seriously.
He is an entertaining character. That much is for sure. I had the chance to meet him once at Talkers in New York, as I imagine.
I believe you introduced him at that.
Oh, you were there. I love him. He is the... Do you know how good he is? This is a guy who does 3 hours, and I mean, will not stop.
I think he does four. I think he does four.
He does Overdrive.
Day.
I mean, he's one of my favorites. Truly.
What I loved the most about him being at Talkers, and this for our listeners who don't know, is the yearly talk radio kind of convention that happens in New York City. But he gave the keynote speech probably 2 or 3 years ago now. And what I thought was most interesting was the reactions of the audience when afterwards you would hear people talking about what he said.
Isn't that great? Yeah. It was, by the way, Michael Harrison, a great friend, I said, listen, do me a favor. I have got to introduce him. I said, there is no way around this. You understand that? And he said, yes, of course.
Yeah.
So Alex was there in the back room, whatever, and I walked in and said, listen, I'm going to introduce you. And Alex, of course, he doesn't know. He's met more nuts than you can imagine. And I said, I am a friend. I think he is one of the most important people around. People say, you know, Alex is kind of crazy. He's that crazy guy. I said, why is he crazy? Well, he kind of sounds sometimes. I said, well, you know, it's funny. On Sunday, I will watch various shows and flip to the dial, and I'll hear, in the blood of Jesus! Jesus, praise God! Now, that's okay. Nobody says, hey, that guy's nuts.
Was that your impression of a conservative talk show host?
No, that was a year ago.
Preacher.
No,
oh, preacher.
No, that was a priest. Thank
Sorry.
You. What is this? What planet are you from? You didn't recognize it? Praise God. In the name of Jesus.
Ian doesn't, for being on the media, doesn't consume much of it.
He doesn't know anything. The man, he's like that Japanese soldier that the war's over. What? It's over? What the hell am I doing in this cave? I love this. Ian is my kind of guy. But anyway, but Alex Jones is, look, I can't say enough about him. He's terrific. Webster Tarpley is one of my pals. This is what I listen to. I love it. I mean, I think it's fantastic. Paul Joseph Watson, the monotonal, never gets excited, writes this firebrand style, but the calmest dude you've ever met. Fantastic. But enough about them. We're talking. It's your show, and I'm hijacking it, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's what we do on Free Talk Live. We literally let people come on the air and, you know, talk about whatever they want. But you were talking about Charlie Hebdo, and you made a couple points, and I don't know if you had completed your points that
I don't know either.
Look, wanted to make.
Look, the point is simply this. It's like, okay, look. I'm sad that people were killed, but it's nasty stuff. And here's the thing. If you have been told by a group of people that they are going to blow you up or kill you or stab you, and you can say, you know, that's not right. But if you keep doing this, if your desire to put out these cartoons is that important, I suggest you beef up the security. I'll help as well. But let's not act surprised. And by the way, what was it? Did you see these leaders around the world in this back alley, back set, some street in France? Okay, let's pretend like we're walking out in the middle of the open here. We have Netanyahu's security alone. Everybody lined up and down the street. So we're all showing up. Why are you showing up for this? Why? What is with Charlie? I'm sorry. I don't understand this. Help me out with this. So then, and then, James Taylor, did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love any opportunity to listen to James Taylor.
Ian?
Like Mark says, I don't watch television, so.
Ian.
He doesn't listen to Rush Limbaugh either.
What is the matter with you? This was the greatest. They brought James Taylor. What? Maybe because Dan Fogelberg's dead? Is that it? What is this? We send over James Taylor to sing You've Got a Friend? What the hell is that for?
Let's make up for not being in the photo op. You know, the leaders of the world have a photo op, and our guys aren't in it, and that's bad.
Bring Tower of Power, Bump City. Oh, anyway. So, now the other thing which I noticed, which is another issue, and Ian, you might have missed this as well.
It's possible.
The other night, when they announced when they announced the nominees for the Academy Award, so somebody got it through their head that this was too white and there wasn't diversity. Now, last year, what was it, 12 Years of a Slave and blah, blah, blah? No problem. But this year, well, this is racist. So Al Sharpton is going to go to Hollywood again. First, he was clamoring for diversity after the emails leaked from Sony Hack. You might have seen that, Ian. It was in all the papers.
Yeah,
but
I saw that one.
Al Sharpton was going to go and take care of that, and now he's going to address this lack of diversity, basically. So here is my question. When does diversity become racist? It's not state-sponsored. Mm-hmm. There's no police action or state action. It's Hollywood and the Oscars. But when does diversity and the lack of heterogeneity equate or turn into racism? I mean, there is no, I don't, if you look at the NBA, country music, opera, NASCAR, if the Junior League, if you just look, you will say, you know, I don't see a lot of diversity. Is that wrong? Or is it that these people just happen to be of a particular demographic or style or ilk just innocently? I'm looking at your studio feed. I don't see people of color or Asians or any islanders in your studio.
You're just assuming I'm white, Lionel.
Hey, Lionel, let's go to the phones and to the fun, shall we? We have John on the line with us. He's listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, John, you're on with Lionel.
Yeah, hi, Lionel. I was wondering, could you explain briefly, why did we invade Iraq?
Boy, nothing like a topical question I always put. Can I talk about the Maine in 1898 in Havana Harbor? Do you mind about that, the first false flag? No. It's a good question. What is your name, Dick? Is that it? Dick? Did John. I get the name right?
John. John in Grand Rapids.
Whatever. From Grand Rapids. Even got the state wrong. It's Michigan. We all know that. But anyway, ostensibly, it was because of 9/11, which has no... I was here for 9/11. And I remember it well, as many people did. And when I heard Iraq, I thought, huh? Iraq? Okay, whatever. And at the time, I myself admit to being so crazed by what had happened that you could have said, let's invade Grand Rapids. And I would have said, fine. In retrospect, it had nothing to do with it. Afghanistan had nothing to do with it. Afghanistan, by the way, parenthetically happens to be the Saudi Arabia of lithium and uranium and rare earth metals and natural gas and cobalt and gold and manganese and a whole bunch of other stuff too. So it just so happens, you know, the great Gerald Salenti, and if you've ever heard him, he's one of my favorites. Gerald Salenti said, you will never see us invading a country whose main export is broccoli. So it just so happens that the hub of terrorist activities around the world always happens to be an energy rich country or source. So I think that probably had a lot to do with it.
John, thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. This is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you were all steamed up after the 9/11 attacks. But Lionel, you were there in New York City at the time. How long did it take you to actually cool down and look at things with a clear clear mind?
12 years. No, I, actually, I'm still not. Here we go.
I think he's got like PTSD around outro music.
Run a break. All right, Lionel, stand by. We'll bring it back for one more segment in moments and enough
all
time.
Those years in radio. Twitch to them.
There's enough time for you if you get your call in right now, if you want to talk to Lionel. And you can ask any old random question you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. When it was written in 1787, the U.S. Constitution featured a unique innovation, the presidency. Instead of making laws, the president executes the laws Congress makes, and Congress can limit his authority by cutting off his access to money. Our first president referred to the office he held with a humble term. For Washington, the president was merely the chief magistrate. Yes, the Constitution makes the president commander-in-chief of the American military, with ample power to defend the country when attacked, but no power to launch wars on his own. James Madison stressed that the war power should rest with Congress, arguing that the trust and the temptation would be too great for any one man. Madison's idea stands in stark contrast to the presidency as it exists today. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. Also, the latest on the Silk Road case. We can get to that here in a little bit. But we have our special guest Lionel on the line with us here from LionelMedia.com and also Lionel Nation on YouTube, at Lionel Media on Twitter. Lionel, thanks for sticking with us here all hour long.
Listen, I got to tell you, I'm so impressed. What a spot load. Wow. Inventory, baby. Woo. Way to go.
Well, we can't exactly play blank air.
No. Well, it's been done. Jared did that years ago in jazz. If you played the best of PJ O'Rourke, you could. I kid him. I kid. I don't want to bust balls about that. But I don't even know where we were. We're talking about 9/11.
And it doesn't matter where we were. We can go anywhere you want, Lionel. But actually, I was going to ask you about Silk Road. Have you followed that? Because that's one thing I can tell you about. Like, I may not know anything about John Stewart or whoever.
When it comes to psychedelic drugs, Ian's an expert.
Yes. So have you been following, as an attorney in New York City, the Manhattan case of Ross Ulbricht?
Yes.
So our listeners have been relatively familiar with it, but just to recap, Ross Ulbricht is the alleged administrator of the underground black market known as Silk Road, which was taken down a couple of years ago. He's been in prison ever since, awaiting his will apparently be 4 to 6 weeks in court. And that is what has kicked off this past week. We've had pretty in-depth coverage about it here on Free Talk Live, but I guess I'm curious as to, what's your analysis on it?
Well, I'll tell you this much. What happened was, let's go back. The government turned its back and had no idea what happened when the internets, as it was called, and DARPA basically created this monster. The genie was out of the bottle, and they've done everything they could in the meantime to try to reclaim it through CISPA and TPP and through SOPA, and now going after everybody who has done anything vaguely resembling using the internet in any way, supposedly for drug purposes or sex or what have you. And this is to try to get more control over it. Here's the question that I have. Why is the internet, other than being a medium, it is a medium of transmission of thoughts, more drug deals than ever have been done using telephones, and before that telegrams, perhaps maybe in couriers, and speaking and talking and writing and the English language, and maybe Morse code. What we're doing is we're missing the problem that the medium of transmission is not the problem. So what this is again, the government trying its best, and remember, after the Sony hack business and with Charlie Hebdo and others, they're going to use their best efforts, and this is every president, whether it's Obama or Bush or whoever the next dude or dudette is, through CISPA and versions of CISPA, they're going to try to reclaim control. That's what this is all about. It's basically to try to get the internet back, to shut it down, and to put into play the kill switch, which you and I know is already there.
So then your assessment is that should this go in the favor of the state, and sure, you know, it's going to be a tough one to get a not guilty on all the charges, especially with Ross Ulbricht actually admitting in the very opening statements of the trial that he was the creator of the Silk Road, but claiming that he let go of control after just a few months and then was somehow lured back in. A lot of people are concerned that, you know, if he's found guilty, that this is going to open the Pandora's box to where the government could then go after, you know, Free Talk Live for something that someone does on our comments section.
Poor Pandora.
And it's coming. It's coming. What they're also going to do is they're going to try. But going back to what I said, let me just make sure I clarify this. I do not care about the medium that the illegal activity is used on or in. I talk about the illegal activity. That's what we should be going after, not the environment or the medium or the highway of information that one used to either sell drugs or illicit materials or what have you. Look. We are under attack right now. The most important thing that we have is the internet. I keep saying this again. Nobody understood what this happened. Nobody knew what this was. And they are doing everything in their power to shut it down. Watch what happens when BRICS Cable comes around and puts up their own version of this, ever since Angela Merkel was very, very upset with what happened. By the way, let me do this. I'm looking at my clock now because you got me so freaked out because I'm going to hear that music anytime. If we can go a little bit more, I don't want to interrupt your very tightly managed show here, but you mentioned 9/11. 9/11 was my birth, my rebirth. It's when I awoke or was taught or remember the terrible term, broke your cherry. 9/11 changed everything for me. Everything, my world was redefined then. My politics, my perspective, my worldview. Everything. And I want to make sure I could at least explain that to you, because everything that we're doing today stemmed from that. That was a watershed moment. That was the integral part of the development of our history and the world. And it's every single day I realize how incredibly devastating that event was, not just because of the obvious and the events, but what it's done for civil liberties, globalization, fractionalizing, destabilizing forces, geopolitical mayhem, elitist banksters and globalist, asset stripping jackals and the whole bit. So if that's okay with you.
Lionel, I'm fine with that. If you want to stick with us on in through to hour number two till whenever you want to take off, you're welcome to do that. I, you know, obviously don't want to force you to stay too long.
By the way, I love the Rumpus Room look of your environment there. I'm digging this.
You can see it at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
I think this is fantastic.
We are literally in my living room in Keene, New Hampshire, is where we are doing the show from.
Do you understand? Let me just explain this. Do you understand this is the future? The future is here. This is it. I mean, I would be so scared if I were the folks from conventional terrestrial, plain old mom and pop, you know, radio, stick radio. This is wonderful. And by the way, even though we are not limited by virtue of FCC regulations and the like.
We are.
Oh, yes, we are.
Hold that thought, Lionel.
I can't say.
I hate having to use the dump box on a guest. But no, we are on a dozens of radio stations live right now.
About 160.
Yeah, Free Talk Live. While we are,
the
you know.
Spanish count. No. I've always thought it was funny. One time years ago, I remember on FLA spelling the words, and they said, that's okay. I said, what do you mean I can spell them? Yes, you can spell them. I said, but I'm saying them. No, you're not saying them. So I said, can I say them incorrectly pronouncing them? Give something a long I versus a short I, change the U, change the U. He goes, that's okay. And I said, do you understand how insane what you're saying to me right now is? Do you have any idea what that is?
Well, the FCC rules themselves are insane. They don't even they can't even be clear as to what it is that you can say and what you can't.
Well, yeah, the definition of obscenity is a very nebulous definition.
Well, we had a situation on a radio station that we'd heard about where apparently a Polish guy was getting on the air and doing like a Polish polka morning show on Saturday morning, and he'd apparently cuts up a storm on the radio.
In Polish.
In Polish. And no one knew about it because they didn't speak Polish. Yeah, the no Polish community had to report it to the station.
Yeah, well, if no one complains, you obviously get away with
tree,
it.
You know, if a tree falls in the forest or whatever it was. You know, years ago, we had a guy, I know we're going to hear the music at any moment. I'm looking at my clock here. But years ago, we had a guy, and I could play this for you, not here, mind you, but I have a tape of it. And it was in the afternoon. We had a guy at the time who put in a, we had cart machines in. He put in a cart to place it, to fire the cart. It was for a sounder. Bom, 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 bom. Right. Bottom of the hour news. He puts a cart in, hits the button. Now, the most important button in the world, the most important feature of any studio is the on-air light. You know, when are you hot? When are you talking? When is your mic hot? When are you on? It was behind him for some reason in the studio. So when he pushed this button, he turned his mic on, thus turning his speakers down. So this is what you heard, and I'm going to clarify. I'm going to edit and expurgate and bowdlerize and all that stuff. You heard this. Pause. Pause. Go! Go! GD! GF! Go! Ray Don Richards advances. Iron 70 WFLA News. Today, rebels and surges. F! Yes, I know. I tried to incorporate his reaction, and the lottery numbers are 5.
Oh, wow. You've got that one, honey. You've got that one, huh?
It was a beaut. So as this happened, and the phone lines are going crazy, and the receptionist is coming in with that headgear and the plug saying, you realize someone said, yes, we know that. The station manager said, don't say anything about what happened. When we return, I will tell you exactly what I did to rehabilitate that moment, which is now a part of radio history and gold.
Stand by. More with Lionel here in moments, and he is extending his time with us, which I'm very grateful for because it's just too much fun. So we'll continue and take some more calls if you'd like. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up in Hour 2 of Free Talk Live.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.